God's doing some really neat stuff. You know, obviously, I mean, with someone that, you know, that doesn't come to reach, just blessing, you know, blessing reach with a piece of property. And yeah, God is good. And you know, we got some other cool things happening. We're starting a live stream now, and we started last week. We didn't announce it because we wanted to kind of get some of the kinks and bugs out, but praise the Lord that is available to you. Through our app is the easiest way. Through our app, you click on videos. If you already have our app, you may have to click on videos and then kind of just hit the screen and scroll down, and it'll bring up the most recent videos. Whenever we're streaming live, like when you go there, you'll see it. The option is to click on it while we're live, and you can watch the service then. Also, it's archived, so you can go back and watch the service as well. Another way to be able to reach people. And so praise the Lord. And Calvin, there's another way, right? Our YouTube channel, like people that don't have an app or something that go to our YouTube channel. What is that? Reach Moco or Reach Church Moco. So, you know, if you don't have, some may not have a smartphone or, you know, whatever. And so there is other ways of getting it. Does our website have it too, Calvin? I'm not sure on that. Okay, not yet, but we're working on that. So the app or our YouTube channel, Reach Moco, or Reach Church Moco. Reach Church Moco. Calvin Shagan said yes. So Reach Church Moco at YouTube. And you can watch it live there as well or archived. Praise the Lord. But just want to let you know that option is available. We've started talking about, you know, all in, no fear. You know, when we're all in, man, when we're all in with God, there's no fear. Because remember, we looked at last week, we looked at scripture that tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So if fear starts creeping in, and man, there's all kinds of things that can happen to us. There's all kinds of things that can be told to us that you know, can give us an opportunity to grab a hold of fear. Man, especially in, you know, with everything that we've got going on right now in our society, there's all kinds of things that we can grab a hold of fear. There's all kinds of opportunities out there, you know, and some of it, you know, I mean, having to do with everything that's going on in the world. You know, I know like media is focused a lot right now on presidential, you know, campaign, election, whatever. And what's coming up here in November. And so, you know, some people, you know, grab a hold of fear in that way because, you know, they don't want this person or that person or, you know, whatever. There's fear there. There's fear, you know, outside of the United States, you know, there's some people that, and I don't know if this is true or not, you know, like just what I was saying in first service, you can't necessarily trust what the media is telling because they let us know however they want us to think. Okay. So like, you can't always do that. And the reason I say that is firsthand, I saw it May of 2015. My son Tanner, you know, he was graduating, and so they did a senior class trip to New York, Staten Island. Guess where we stayed? We stayed one block from the park where that police officer had choked a guy to death. And remember, like, there was all kinds of, oh, man, there's all kinds of racism going, blah, 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 there's, you know, this. And this was a week after it happened. We stayed one block from that park. At midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, me and Calvin, how many guys were there? Was there four of us or five? Four guys plus me? Is that right? Yeah. Four 18-year-olds and a 40-something-year-old walking midnight, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, sharing the love of Jesus with people, and guess what? There was no fear. There was no situations, you know, where like, oh my goodness, you know. No, didn't happen. Wasn't there. So that's why I share that. I saw it firsthand. And so, you know, we have to be careful with even like videos that people throw out on YouTube. You know, I mean, some of it people can doctor up or whatever. And so, you know, I share this not saying that, oh, it's 100% true. But there was something that happened October 1st, and a couple of different people had it videoed on their, they caught it on their camera, okay? At least this, now this is the videos that are on Facebook, and, you know, like, you're not hearing it in the media, but just check it out whenever you get a chance. Some of you right now are going, what? Trumpet sounds in Israel, 2016, okay, you'll see it. Okay, but anyway, so there's these videos out that could strike fear in people, because with these videos, people were recording what sounded like a trumpet sound coming from heaven. And there was like an interesting cloud circle formation as these trumpets, or what sounded like trumpets sounding. Now, some people, you know, fearful, oh, wow, whoa, man, this could be the end, you know, this, that, or the other. And some people are walking in excitement, like, yeah, Jesus, he's coming soon. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is it doesn't matter. I don't care. I don't care if it's true. I don't care if it's false. But what I am going to do is I'm going to go ahead and say, God, I don't fear. I thank you, God, that I am. You've chosen me. I don't know why, but you've chosen me for this time. You've chosen me to live in this time. So, God, I'm going to thank you. I'm going to praise you regardless of what kind of stuff is going on in our world. God, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to thank you, God. I'm not going to walk in fear. I'm going to walk in faith, believing that you're everything that you say that you are. And so this is so incredible. Okay, so, you know, check it out. See for yourself. You know, it's cool. And like I said, I couldn't find anything that, you know, positively refuted it or not. You know, some people say, well, yeah, that's fake or blah, 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 you know, but whatever. But it's cool. But this morning, you know, we've been talking about fear, and we've been talking about how God's not given us a spirit of fear. So, man, if fear's creeping in, it's not coming from God. But we're looking this morning at faith. And Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. In the New King James, Hebrews 11, verse 1, New King James says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's the definition. Okay, so if we're to be believing for those things, and it's the substance of those things that are hoped for, and it's the evidence of things not seen. So that means that not necessarily has it happened yet. We're believing that it will happen, even though we haven't seen it yet with our eyes, just like the children of Israel. We talked about that the first week. Just like with the children of Israel and the walls of Jericho, they had to have faith in what God told them to do, which was to shout at a wall, a huge, strong wall. And what God's word said was, God said, I want you to shout. When you hear the trumpets, shout. And what we know is they shouted, and when they shouted, the walls were up. They didn't come down till after the shout. That's faith. believing that God said, give a shout and the walls will come down. They gave a shout, the walls came down. Faith. See, now it's really cool, and I sometimes, you know, I'll plan something and I'll, you know, hope that like, yeah, it goes like this. And so Friday, God had laid something on my heart, you know, and in my morning devotion. And then I get here for prayer Friday morning and Jacob's like, oh my gosh, man, I'm reading this book right now. And, you know, I mean, I know this is so simple and, you know, I've heard this scripture before, but man, it's just exciting me on the inside. And it's the just shall live by faith. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Dude, in a devotion that I was reading this morning, it was talking about the just. It was talking about just. Being just in the little and you'll be just in the much. I'm like, wow, whoa, okay, yep, that's the Friday focus. And so I was really excited about it. I'm like, man, yeah, we'll just do a quick little video, you know. And so I get the video, you know, quick little video done and everything. And I was sending it to Rachel because she's the one that gets that on Facebook and all that for me. And so I tried sending it to Rachel and it didn't work. So then I tried another way, you know, later on the day, tried it, didn't work. And I'm like, you know, God, thank you. You want to share it on Sunday morning. It's cool. I don't care if a video doesn't work right now. It's gone. And so, like, God was just laying in my heart, like, these scriptures. And the just shall live by faith. It's in several, there's several different scriptures where that is. But Hebrews 10 and verse 38, Hebrews 10, verse 38, it says this. Now, the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. This is the word of the Lord. God is speaking. He says, now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Now that word just. You know, somebody taught about that maybe a year or two ago, about God being a just God. He's not fair, he's just. And the just, right here, that word just, I looked it up in Webster's Dictionary, and in Webster's Dictionary, this is the definition of just. Acting or being in conformity with what is morally upright or good. Acting or being in conformity with what is morally upright or good. You say, well, gee, now how can we know what's morally upright or good? Ding, 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 ding. The Bible. The Bible can give us the foundation of what is morally right and good. Do we go to the Bible? Do we go to the Bible to find out how to live? How to react to different situations? What to do when somebody says something to us? What to do when the doctor gives us the report? What to do when the lawyer gives us the bad news? Do we go to his word? To find out. Or, you know, in our society today, are we somebody that we have it together. And we know what's morally right or good, according to the great I am. Not the I am, who we think down here is the great I am. Myself, me, myself, and I. So many times people are saying, well, this, you know, this is what is morally right or good because of, you know, their situation, a circumstance that was in their life. Maybe it was because grandma or grandpa always told them that. Maybe it was because the media told them that. Maybe it was because their pastor told them that. Maybe it was because their whoever, teacher told them that. Whatever it is, am I basing what's morally right and good from my own experiences and from my own thoughts, or am I going to the God who is good? Am I going to the truth? Because so many times in our life, we'll be able to excuse why we do something that isn't necessarily just. We'll come up with the reasons as to why we didn't do it the way that the Bible says to do it. I was just faced with something that doesn't seem like a big deal. Seems like a little thing. But I was faced with it. Somebody had come in that I know and I love, and you know, they were talking with me and they're like, "Hey, man, I know that this probably is terrible of me to ask. But I'm getting ready to go see my PO. And I'm short X amount of hours for community service. Is there any way that you can go ahead and sign off on the community service? And I'll do it. Like, I'll double the hours. Like, I've got 45 minutes before I go to my PO. And if I don't have those, I'm going to jail. I mean, I've got my life going in the right direction. I just got a job. I just recently got a job, man. I just recently got a place to stay. Things are going good. And like right now, like all I need is for you to just sign off saying that these hours were done. Doesn't seem like a very big deal. And you could excuse it. You say, "Well, wait, no, it's good. Like, you know, it's good to help somebody out. I mean, they're starting to do right now. Yeah, maybe they were doing wrong, and that's why they had this situation coming up on them. But like, they're doing right now, so it's okay to go ahead and stretch the truth maybe a little bit and just say that they did some community service, because they're going to." See, there's a scripture, and it's Jesus' words in Luke. And in Luke, let's go there. Luke chapter 16, verse 10. This is what Jesus says. Jesus says, "He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much." Well, I mean, come on. I mean, you're helping a guy out. I mean, it's just it's okay, because, like, he's going to do it. I mean, yeah, you know, you're signing off saying that it's already done, but, I mean, he's going to do it, so it's not that big of a deal. He who is unjust in what is least, the person that, well, I mean, come on. I know that, you know, the Bible, it talks about truth and speaking truth and not lies, but I mean, really? I mean, I know what the Bible has to say about killing somebody, but, I mean, come on. I mean, I know what the Bible has to say about cheating and, you know, going after somebody else's wife. I mean, I know what the Bible says about that, but come on. He who is unjust, can we get that back up there, Calvin, real quick? Luke 16:10. He who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. It doesn't say that you might be. Jesus said, if you do it in the little, you're going to do it in the big. Wow. Now, here's the incredible part. The incredible part is this. You know what? We're going to live life and we're going to make mistakes. The beauty in this is with being just, when we make the mistakes, we know that we made them, and we do our part seeking Him out to find out what we need to do to make it right. So many times people want to go, well, gee, yep, you know, I missed it there. And so they try to hurry up and sweep it under the rug instead of taking care of it. And so we try to hide it, and hopefully nobody ever finds out. It's not being just. Being open. That's being just. When we miss it, when we've got the bad attitude, that is being just. When we admit it and we seek Him out and we say, God, okay, Lord, man, this is my situation. God, I know I missed it. I know I didn't do the right thing here. God, what do I need to do to make it right? And see, in those times, if we can't go ahead and take care of, yeah, maybe the little, and maybe at that time it doesn't even seem like a little. It's no problem at all because the other person doesn't know that it even happened. But see, if we're unjust in the least, don't for one second think that you won't be unjust in the big, huge. Are we being a people that say, God, I desire to live for You. I know I'm going to miss it. I know there's going to be times in my life where, man, it's going to hurt to make it right. But Lord, I desire to live like You want me to live. And God, Your word says that the just shall live by faith. If I want to be somebody that's bringing You pleasure, I'm going to be somebody that is doing on the inside of me what I can do to be just. And it's not a matter of doing it so that way, well, I can look, you know, pretty Christian. I can look really Christian-like if I do or say or whatever. No, I'm pretty sure God says puke to that too. pride is yuck to him. So it's not a matter of us being able to go, well, yeah, how just can I look? How Christian-like can I look? Well, I'm above these people because I don't do, I don't say. No, it's not a matter of that. See, when we're doing that kind of thing and we're doing it because we love him, guess what? The only thing that is going to do when we see it happening in other people's lives, the only thing that's going to do is break our heart, and we're going to cry out to God that God will reveal to that person that there's a better way. There's a better thing to say. There's a better way to act. That's what will happen. It won't be about how good we look. Instead, it will always be about how good he looks. What kind of testimony do we want to be living for him? It ain't about being perfect. It's not about making the right choices, the right decisions, saying the right things. It's truly about a pursuit after him and doing and saying what pleases him. Not about what it does for other people, about what it does for him. Other people will want what you got when it's not about you. It's about him. Because it's greater than you. It's not about how perfect we can be. The just shall live by faith. It'll happen. Do we desire it? Do we desire a life of faith? Do we desire a life that just blows people's minds? You know, do we desire a thing where, you know, it's just like, you know, you getting to go tell people about, man, somebody that doesn't even, you know, they don't even go to my church. Like, they just donated a piece of property that was worth $50,000. What? That blows people's minds. How does that stuff happen? It happens because of people putting their faith in a great big God. That's how stuff like that happens. Wow. And what does that do?
Just brings him glory.
It brings him glory. Nothing about what we did. Everything about what he did. Wow. That's incredible. The more we keep diverting people's eyes, because sometimes people's eyes will start getting on us, you know, like if we're doing some things that God's wanting us to do, you know, people's eyes start maybe getting on us because they're like, whoa, hang on a second here. Wait, that's different. That's not how it should be. That's not how I act, or that's not what I say. Wait. And so their eyes go on you. Here's the cool part. As we're maturing and we're just getting a hold of everything that God is and who he says that he is, see, it's like when we see those people start putting their eyes on us, it's like, whoa, hang on a second, dude, it's cool. I mean, it's cool and everything. It's cool that you're seeing this. But I want you to see what I see. Him. guys, it's about him. Like, he's the only way that I can do or say what I'm doing or saying. Like, it's nothing to do with me. It's everything to do with him. And as we're doing that, man, as we're just, we're turning the attention from us to him, like, he's up there going, oh, my goodness, that's my son or that's my daughter down there, man. They got it going on. The just shall live by faith. The only way we'll be able to do that is by seeing that he's the answer. He's it. By going to his word, man, he'll show us some things. And here's the really cool part, because if we're a believer, if we believe in Jesus Christ and, man, that he did everything that he did for us, paid the price for all the mistakes and mess-ups and sins that we could ever do in our life, if we're a believer in that, then what's so cool is Jesus promised the Holy Spirit will be on the inside of us. And as we're reading his word, it's so cool because the Holy Spirit will end up just on the inside. The Holy Spirit will just show you some things that maybe you didn't see before. You might have read that verse 15 times, the just shall live by faith, and it just never really jumped out at you and went, boom! But man, on this 16th time, you read it, and it's like, whoa! Wow, the just shall live by faith! How amazing is our God! How many books can you pick up and read 15 different times and get something different out of it every time that you read it? Wow. He's a good God. Laid down his life, be beaten, and hung on a tree with his blood being shed. So I can walk in freedom from the mistakes and mess ups and the sin in my life. If that's you this morning, would you just lift your hand in the air? As soon as I see you, can put it back down. Is there anybody? All I'm wanting to do is just lead you in a prayer. All I'm doing is simply guiding you, man. God's listening to your heart. Is there anybody this morning? All right, I love you guys. Jacob?
The verse I'm going to share with you guys today.